Hey gang, John here. What you're about to hear is a very special production of The Unique Geek. My son has stolen my podcast equipment and conspired with his buddy Spencer to produce a comic, a podcast series called Simply Comics. And yeah, there you go. So this is their episode zero. I should point out that the facts and information are as accurate as possible from two teenage boys after the release of Thor Ragnarok. So this was recorded about 3 or 4 days after the first weekend of Thor. So sit back, enjoy. And well, I mean, if you're driving, don't sit too far back because you won't be able to see the cars in front of you. But enjoy the episode zero of Simply Comics. Peace.
Caution. Many spoilers await ahead. Proceed at your own risk. Don't say we didn't warn you.
William.
Spencer.
Simply.
Comics. Go, 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 go.
Hello, and welcome to episode zero, I think I'm calling this, of the Simply Comics podcast. I am your host, William, and this is
Spencer,
and together we are Simply Comics. So, Thor Ragnarok's a thing.
Oh, that movie was awesome. I just loved that so much. I went like opening night. I enjoyed it. Oh, that was just a great movie.
So, like the first thing that I feel like I should say, just to get this off my chest, is that Korg was probably my favorite character in that entire thing.
Dude, Korg was hilarious. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, he was like the Thing mixed with, like, Rocket Raccoon. Yeah. But, like, yeah. Oh, I just loved him so much.
Like, I've seen him before. I can't remember where exactly, but, like,
he was on the Planet Hulk storyline.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's where. But, like, I never really paid him much attention, and he was just amazing. He kind of reminded me of, Can't remind me of how MJ in Homecoming worked, because like they didn't have
they had
a ton of lines, but the few lines they did have were all amazing.
I mean, every time that he was on screen, he would just have these like zingy one liners that would just like kill me. Yeah. I loved that so much.
Another day, another dog.
And his little friend what was his name? It was Meek or something. I can't remember, but it started with an M, and he had no lines in the entire movie, but like he was just so hilarious because he was like this little like guy that had like this robot suit that had like knives and stuff.
Yeah,
he was hilarious. And then Hela, she was. Let's talk about her.
Yeah, she
for
was
a second.
Hella dangerous.
Ah, William with the puns. So I thought Kate Blanchett, the woman who played her, was just like absolutely terrifying. Her makeup, her costume, the big antler ears were just like actually terrifying.
Yeah, like I did feel like she did have a few like funny moments.
Yes, there was actually there's this thing that was in the first original Thor movie. They showed a shot of Odin's throne room or trophy room, and as they panned across, you could see an Infinity Gauntlet sitting on a nearby table, and everyone was like freaked out because they were like, "Hey, what's going on with this second Infinity Glove?" Because we know Thanos already has the other one. So, as Hela was walking through, and she like pushed over the gauntlet and said, "Fake," it like really like it was like a funny moment, but still at the same time, it was like clearing up plot details, which I gotta say, Marvel does really well.
It seemed like a bit of a cop out, but it was done really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, Marvel's doing a great thing. And like, I gotta say, like Thor, the Dark World, that was a flop. Like I know a few people that might've liked it, but I gotta say that was not my favorite movie.
Oh, also, spoiler alert for Thor Ragnarok.
Just, oh yeah,
just
sorry
to
about
say that.
Probably
before we get any further, So
you know what? We'll edit that back into the beginning. So let's talk about Surtur.
Talk about who?
Okay. What? Surtur, the fire demon.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Okay. I thought, first of all, starting off the movie where Thor is chained up, spinning around, talking to him, that whole scene was just hilarious.
Yes.
It's weird because it's like the guy, he seemed like super powerful and stuff, and you were like, they're going to start with this guy? Like, what can be more terrifying than a dude that literally has a bunch of demons just like coming around, like attacking Thor? And then he just wasn't seen after Thor took the crown, and he just wasn't heard from, which I thought was weird because I thought that he was going to be like the main antagonist going into the movie.
Like, I did feel like the setup to the main plot line was a bit, mm-hmm. bit kind of cliche. Like, start off with the hero that is just doing something really freaking awesome, and then mm-hmm. introduce a new threat that is a lot more dangerous, and then strip the hero of all of their everything they've been relying on in the past, and then just put them in a random world.
The thing is that I felt that was a lot like the first Thor movie, which I really enjoyed, but even so, like, they just, like, I feel like they took the first movie and, like, Marvelized it, which made it, like, 10,000 times better, because, I don't know, they just, like, they upped the antes, they had, like, a bunch of character development, plot lines, and, like, a bunch of branching out things that will affect the whole MCU as, like, a total part.
There were some big changes as far as the...
Yeah.
As far as space in the MCU.
Yeah, I know that they're trying to, I think, towards... What phase are we in? Are we in phase 3?
Yeah, sure. I'm not going to pretend like I know what the different phases are. I just know there is a phase plan. Well,
I believe that we're in phase 3 right now, and I think either if we're in phase 3, then phase 4, or if we're in phase 4, phase 5, is going to be... they're trying to move outwards, like, galactically. They're trying to make it, like, I don't know if that's an actual word, but they're trying to branch out into, like, the universe more instead of having Earth-based heroes, which, I mean, Thor Ragnarok was, like, a perfect example of that.
It kind of serves as proof that there are more sentient civilizations, even more than what we've seen, like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, so. I mean, see, the thing was, is that, Thor Ragnarok really felt like it was like a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I mean, just mixed with like the music, the poppy colors, like the humor was just like basically the same. It was like, it was almost like they like incorporated a lot of the themes that they took from Guardians of the Galaxy and incorporated that into Thor Ragnarok, which like, I think that's great. Cause it's like, first of all, I don't know about you, but I thought Thor was probably my least favorite Avenger, and I know Hawkeye, for a lot of people, is their least favorite Avenger.
I mean, honestly, probably my least favorite Avenger, as in the current movies, is Iron Man, because he just got kind of, I don't know why, just kind of got boring to me.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to go for, is that, well, not boring, I don't think they're trying to go for that, but I think they're trying to go for the more responsible hero. Because if you go all the way back to Iron Man 1, and especially Iron Man 2, he did a lot of stuff that was just, like, really irresponsible. He revealed his identity literally at the end of the first movie. And that was great, because, like, he was, like, hilarious. But I think that he's really trying to become a better man. And I know that Robert Downey Jr.'s contract is wearing up. So, I mean, they're trying to kind of play him off, like, out of the screen and make him, like, not forgettable more, but, like kind of a less important character. Well, I don't know how to phrase that, but, you know, just trying to find a way to write him out.
So they probably had Iron Man invite a new member to the Avengers.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
I was actually just recently rewatched Spider-Man Homecoming, and like in one of the like extra stuff, like they showed how one of the great things about having Alec Holland, or is it Tom Holland?
Tom Holland.
Yeah, is that like For one thing, they cast him because of he had just a just perfect personality for it. But also,
he's the perfect Spider-Man.
Yeah, but then they found out that, like, in his free time, he just do like gymnastics and was already great at doing flips and stuff. So he was like humanly, he was as Spider-Man as a person can humanly be.
I could not imagine, like, he is actually Spider-Man. Like, I can't imagine anyone fitting the role better than him. Just like Robert Downey Jr. filling the role of Iron Man, which, I mean, is like perfect because he was the one that introduced Spider-Man into the MCU.
Like, one of the producers of Homecoming just said a lot of the scenes, they were planned on just doing all like CGI stuff, but then they realized, but if we just had Tom Holland come in, he would do it a whole lot better.
Seriously, like, he, I heard about this, like, he had, like, this favorite stunt, and it actually didn't make it into the movie, but, like, apparently it was actually, like, super dangerous. He was, like, running on this thin metal rod, then he had to jump off of it and something, but, like, I couldn't, I know why I couldn't do that, because I'm, like, terrified of heights and stuff, and, you know, have no agility whatsoever. But this dude is, like, the perfect Spider-Man.
Back to Ragnarok. I really liked how it gave some explanation on why, it kind of gave some, shed some light on how Banner is losing control, because, like, in Age of Ultron, since the last time we saw him, it seemed like in Avengers 1 he was pretty much in control of when he turned into the Hulk. But
he's always angry.
Yeah, which, also, like, I noticed, even when, throughout Ragnarok, when he was Banner, like, pretty much every single scene he's in, there's always at least a little bit of green in his veins.
Yeah. See, the thing is that in the first Avengers movie, when they first introduced him, like, and Black Widow went to his house, he was, like, in control. He was calm. He was in this, like, I don't even know where it was, but he was working as a doctor. He was, like, perfectly fine. He was he was relaxed. He hadn't been the Hulk for, I think they said, a year or two or something. And then Avengers, he turned into the Hulk two times. One was on accident, and then the next one was on purpose. He's always angry. Yeah, so he was perfectly fine. Like, well, he wasn't perfectly fine, but he, like, it was like a one-and-done thing. He's like, okay, after the events of Avengers, I'm never going to have to do that again. But as we can see in Avengers Age of Ultron, then he, like, has, like, struggles, like, returning to his normal Banner self, because he's, like, hurting people and he doesn't want to. And, like, the scene after that, he turns into the Hulk, he's, like, on the Quinjet, he has his headphones in, listening to classical music, trying to calm himself down, which, like, it really shows you how much, like he just doesn't have a handle on his powers anymore.
Yeah.
And then in this movie, every single thing, he would just be walking down the streets of Sakaar, and he would just be like, oh my gosh, I can't get stressed out. He was like a total wreck.
Yeah.
Which, because, I mean, he had been the Hulk for 2 years. Like, imagine that.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
And it wasn't even his, like, he had no control. Like, the Hulk just had the reins. He did whatever he felt like.
You know, also probably one of my favorite moments in Ragnarok was when he was just like, you want to know who I am? And then he just jumps off the plane and thinks he's going to turn into Hulk.
Yeah.
And he's just like, flops.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed how Valkyrie and him had this, like, relationship, like, bond. Because in the comics, they also have this sort of bond. Because, I mean, they're both, like, well, one's a warrior and he's a Hulk, so they both, like, are extremely good in battle situations, but they just have this, like, nice connection, which really shows throughout Thor Ragnarok, and I just can't wait to see, like, what they do with that in the future, because, you know, she's probably going to become, like, a more prominent character now that she's, like, actually friends with Hulk, or friends with Thor and stuff.
Yeah, one thing that I really liked was how the Revengers, as they call themselves, like, interacted with each other. Because also, I really liked how Thor like treated Banner as opposed to how he treated Hulk.
Yes. Just like, yeah. I like how he was like, I definitely like you better than the other guy to like both of them.
Yeah.
Even though he was like, yeah, Banner, he's all about science. What's that about? And then like he was like, and Hulk, he's all about smashing stuff. What's that about?
Oh, smashy, smashy.
So it was really funny how he like, oh, smashy, smashy. Like he really like played off of that, which I thought was really hilarious.
Yeah.
Because
Banner and Hulk, they don't like each other. They really don't.
No, yeah. Definitely not. Which I thought was really cool because like that's such an unlikely pair up like of a team, really, if you think about it, because it's like Captain America Civil War. It's like obviously Iron Man and Captain America have this like sort of feud going on, so you see how they make a movie out of that. Because that's been showing since the very beginning of Avengers movie.
Yes.
But Hulk and Thor, like, you've really never seen them work together, like, in a big capacity. Because, I mean, they would always be fighting, but, like, they would work together on the battlefield, but not necessarily together.
Like, you see how, like, in the beginning scene of Age of Ultron, where they're in, like, the snowy area, I forgot where it was.
Yeah.
Like, Thor and Cap have like this scene, the moment where like Thor, like Mjolnir is on the shield, and there's this giant shockwave, and you also see how Black Widow is trying to keep Hulk from, you know, killing everyone, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the other thing. When Thor just kept on saying, the sun's getting real low, big guy, trying to calm him down, he knew that wasn't going to work. I don't know why he even tried that, because, I mean, obviously, Black Widow is probably better at it than he is.
Yeah, but, like, what else was he going to do?
I mean, true.
Yeah.
I really like how they had, like, a bunch of callbacks to, like, the previous movies, but this was a really... Like, it wasn't standalone-ish, but, like, I feel like you could, like, just enjoy it on its own without being a part of, like, the big universe. I mean, obviously, like, how'd the Hulk get there? How did Thor get there? Like, who is Odin? You know? But, yeah. Like, it was really enjoyable on its own. Totally held up.
Yeah, like, I feel, you can't really say this for a whole lot of the movies. It doesn't need, it wouldn't have needed to be part of, this giant overarching story.
And all they would have needed is like a few things. Like, how is Loki, why does Thor think Loki's like alive or dead? And why is the Hulk why is the Hulk on a different planet? But like, other than that, like, it was a really good standalone movie.
I also really liked how two people that I liked that had brief appearances but were really important. Or Doctor Strange and Odin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Odin, like, you had no idea really what he was, like, talking about at the beginning. But then, like, towards the end, like, once it seems that all was lost, Thor was like, you know, how much are we allowed to go into this? Like, totally or no?
I mean, we gave a spoiler.
We did give a spoiler warning. Okay. Spoiler alert. Thor loses an eye.
Yeah.
And
like, I love how it was really how that comes full circle, just like with the golden eye patch.
I mean, it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. Thor.
One thing that was probably the best thing they could put in a in the climax was, well, I like to think of it as a Obi-Wan Luke moment where Thor is just like facing possibly death. And
overwhelming odds.
And in a situation where he can't really see a solution to. And Odin comes in and gets like a little flashback, just like, use the force. No, I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
Asgard's not a place. It's the people.
I mean, I love that saying so much because it just like, it really plays into like the end of the movie. But let's talk about Thor's power amps off. Like,
yeah,
at the end of that movie, he was a god.
Yeah,
was the god of thunder.
Yeah, because like one of the things I always found interesting was, isn't like Thor technically immortal? And he's a god, and he's so...
Well, see, the thing is that...
Was there any real risk for him?
No, the thing is that, well, I mean, he lost an eye. But the thing is that he isn't really a god. Like, you'll hear Odin say throughout the other two movies that they're not gods. They are just people. Yeah, and, I mean, they're
more like
people, but they're pretty awesome people.
Yeah, they're like more like powerful beings than gods.
Yeah, they've got, like, they're not immortal, but they're not mortal, you know? They're kind of, like, in a place in between. Like, where it's like, of course, if you punch them, they're not going to, like, die.
Because, like, literally, the only people we see that only, quote-unquote, Norse gods that we see die is, spoiler alert, Odin. And that's because of old age. So, can that really count?
See, the weirdest thing about that is that, like, I don't understand how he dies. Like, how long has he been alive to just, like, die right then and there? Which was, like, it was an odd, like, thing, because, like, how do they age? Because you notice, like, in the first Thor movie, they have a flashback to when Thor's, like, a little kid, and he's in, like, the trophy room with Odin, and he's, like, a little kid. And then some years later, he's, like, 20-something years old, and he's, like, about to be crowned king and stuff. And it's, like, how do they actually relatively age to our human years?
Yeah, like, one thing that, I don't know a whole lot about Norse mythology, but I do know quite a bit about Greek mythology. And part of Greek mythology is that the Greek gods can age whenever they like. So they're, like, a baby, and it's like, you know what? I feel like drinking. I'm 21 now.
Like, I mean, see, I know nothing about Norse gods or Greek gods or anything, which is why you're on this channel and why, you know, I have no idea. But it's just, like, it's kind of an odd choice on Marvel's part to, like, kill off Odin, because, like, he was such a prominent part of the other two movies. But you can see why they did it, because it's like he had to come to an end for Hela to come, so that they could create Ragnarok, so that Thor could lose an eye, so that he could become king, so that the people could move.
Yeah, because, like, part of the reason Hela is there in the first place is because she believes, oh, Odin's dead, I'm the rightful heir to the throne, right? I'm the firstborn.
Well, see, so his life was the only thing that was holding her back.
Yeah.
Which, like, is the reason why. But the reveal that Odin wasn't just a peaceful king was, like, insane, because you always thought of him as being this, like, peaceful old man.
He never fights.
He doesn't seek out battle, but he's always prepared for one. And he's just, like, you would always think of him as, like, the perfect king, because he's, like, always there. But, like, the fact that he wasn't always like this is kind of like how Thor is, like, was in the first movie. He always, like, he went to Jotunheim, I'm pretty sure. I don't even know what it's called.
It's Jotunheim.
What?
It's Jotunheim.
Okay.
I did some research.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, so he went to the ice place, and he, like, beat up all those frost giants, and, like, he got in a bunch of trouble for that. But it's like Odin was just trying to protect him so that he didn't become like Odin.
Yeah.
Which, like, you can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the ending and then try and wrap up this section.
Yeah, I also have a question for you. Which I guess I can do now. For the, I don't know what to call it, but mid-credit scene?
Yeah.
The giant ship looming in the background, I didn't get a good look. What exactly was it?
Okay, so they've come out with a statement saying that that ship is named Sanctuary, which, if you recall, in the comics is, and in the movie, I'm pretty sure, they named the, like, throne that he sits on. It's Thanos' ship.
Yeah, because like I assumed it was either Thanos' ship or a Ravager ship.
Yeah. But I mean, sure. It's a lot better than the Thanos copter, which is an actual thing, which is just a helicopter that he flies around in.
I need so, to see this. Like,
yeah, you gotta look that up sometime. It's worth the Google.
Yeah, I'm Googling it now.
Yeah, it's literally just a helicopter that's yellow and has the word Thanos on the side of it.
Oh my god, that's so dumb.
It has no special powers. It's just a helicopter. So
I bet you're going to that just like, I would like to purchase a helicopter. And also a few spray cans.
I'm going to quote Captain America here and say, you can't run everywhere. Like, I mean, you can see why he needs it, but come on, Thanos. That's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
That is Thanos' ship. And I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but the D23 thing, there's like this whole big meeting where a bunch of people got to see the first trailer for Infinity War. It's kind of like leaked out, of course, because people love like videos. A few people took videos of it and posted it on the internet. I'm pretty sure most of them have gotten blocked by now, but in some reviews of people that have seen it, they've said that Thor in the first scene crashes into the windshield of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah.
Which, I mean, if this is more towards the beginning of the movie, like they kind of like showed it to be, like this could be how Thor got there.
Yeah, just floating through the thing. My guess is going to be that Thanos' ship is going to take basically the crew hostage and pretty much all of... Wait, would that mean that Sanctuary is there for Asgard?
Because kind of, because it's just a people.
It's our place. People. It's the people.
So, the thing is that Loki, like, in the final scenes, he goes by and sees the Tesseract when he's in the trophy room. And you know Loki, he's probably going to grab this thing. Which, if you recall in the first Avengers movie, Thanos gave Loki the Mind Stone, which was buried in the Scepter, to find the Tesseract, which is what led to the Avengers forming in the first place. So, yeah. Thor, or like, while it's in the throne room, Loki grabs it, probably. I mean, they never showed it, but you can assume he probably grabbed it. But this is the real conflict, is that Thor and Loki, has had a sort of bond in this movie, kind of like how they have in the other movies, but like it's never really clear if they're like actually on the same side or not.
Yeah.
So does this mean that Loki is going to hand over the Tesseract, or does this mean that he's going to like stand and fight with his brother?
Yeah, because on
like against Thanos.
Yeah, because on one hand, Loki could just take the Tesseract for himself. On the other hand, he is taking the Tesseract away from what's-his-face, the giant fire demon, so that he can't accept, yeah, that guy, so that he can't take it for himself.
See, the thing is that that was Loki's job in the first place, was to bring Thanos the Tesseract, but, like, if you think about it, Loki really didn't do all that great of a job at first, because what happened was Loki had the Tesseract in his hand, and I can't remember if he still had the spear. Yeah, he did. He had the spear with the Mind Stone inside, which means he could have brought those both back up to Thanos, but instead he used them both to try and take over the world. And I mean, I guess that was their plan all along, but it's like, would Loki have really... If his plan had gone through, if he had taken over all of the world, would he like have given up the two Infinity Stones? And that's the question you got to ask yourself, because that was the original deal between them. He could have the world if he had the two Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
Which kind of seems a little bit weird that he would give him an Infinity Stone, so that he could get an Infinity Stone. Kind of seems like he's risking too much on this.
Yeah.
It kind of failed.
Wait, so the Tesseract itself, it doesn't have an Infinity Stone in it, right?
Yeah, it is the Infinity Stone.
Okay, so it's... Wait, what
like
one is
inside
it?
Of it. The Tesseract is the cube. The blue...
Yeah, I know, but cube. Which stone is it?
It's the Space Stone.
Oh, okay. Because, I don't know why, but while I was watching it, the movie, I thought it was the Mind Stone. So what really wanted to happen was he would summon the giant demon dude, whose name I can't remember from 5 minutes ago, and just use the Tesseract on him, and then now Loki controls this giant demon.
Yeah, see, the Mind Stone is with
Vision.
Vision in his head.
Yeah.
Which, bye-bye Vision, I'm sorry. But if Thanos has to collect all of them, then...
Yeah, but like, what if he couldn't separate Vision from the stone, and like, just the gauntlet just has Vision like hanging off of it?
He's like, sorry, Vision. I'm going to have to just for a little bit. No,
just like,
but I think the coolest thing is that I feel like the Mind Stone itself, it's kind of the most exposed out of the lot of them, because the Tesseract like stone is hidden inside of the cube. Like, it's kind of a part of it, but like he has to kind of break it down so it can fit inside of his glove. And then the orb, or the purple power stone, is inside of the orb, which is like, I mean, it's kind of hard to open, as they showed in the, well, it depends on who you ask, because they showed it in the collectors, and he like, just like, he had this like big machine that had to open it,
yeah,
but like, then at the end of the movie, he just like ripped open Ronan just ripped open the casing, and like, got inside of there, but now it's with the Nova Corps, I believe, inside of one of their vaults, which is insane. So it's going to be a little bit weird seeing how Thanos retrieves all of these.
Yeah, my understanding is that if you don't open it carefully, if you just try to rip it open, then the pretty much the apocalypse ensues.
Like, see, I heard that the first Infinity War movie is going to be like a heist movie almost, kind of to the extent that Ant-Man was, but on a much larger scale.
Yeah.
Ant-Man jokes. And, yeah, so it's going to be like just Thanos going around stealing all the stones, and then the Infinity, like, see, this is the thing, is that they haven't come out and said what the fourth Avengers movie is, which... Yeah. That's kind of like an open room.
It's going to be Infinity Wars, right? I mean, not Infinity War, but...
No, a lot of people are saying Secret Wars, yeah.
That's what I meant.
A lot of people are saying Secret Wars, which makes perfect sense, since the Skrulls, who are like the main bad guys in Secret Wars, are actually going to appear in the Captain Marvel movie, which is like, they're probably going to have some huge reveal at the end of Infinity War, which is going to end up being like, a bunch of the heroes are actually aliens that are green and have long ears. And then they're probably going to give a lot more background to who the Skrulls are inside of Captain Marvel, which is going to take place in like the 90s.
Yeah. A lot of, isn't like a Skrulls in like a gray area where, since it's mostly a villain of the Fantastic Four and it's sort of under Fox's domain and,
well, no, see, here's the thing, is that I'm not exactly sure where, like, the MCU stands with making that deal with Fox, that apparently is probably going to happen with, like, they're trying to get back the Fantastic Four and the X-Men properties.
Yeah, it's pretty much...
But they're probably...
What they want is, like, the entirety of 21st Century Fox, right?
Yeah, but they're probably going to, like, get the Fantastic Four, because I mean, if you have seen the recent movie, I'm sorry for you. That was really bad.
That was money not well spent.
No, not at all. I wish I could like actually get that money back. So yeah, they have that movie was a bomb, so they're probably going to sell that back and, over and not to .com. Marvel. No, not the bomb.com. It was just a bomb. Yeah, so see, the thing is I think the Skrulls are under Captain Marvel territory, because like in the comics there's this big galactic war that goes on between the Skrulls and the Kree, which the Kree are like the blue people that are Ronin is a Skrull or a Kree, and then a bunch of like the people in Guardians of the Galaxy were Kree. I think Yondu was a Kree.
The Kree weren't the Kree the people that invaded New York in Avengers?
Those were the Chitauri.
Oh yeah, Chitauri.
No, those are the Chitauri. But the Kree, the Kree or the blue people, they were in the war with the Skrulls, and the reason that Captain Marvel gets her powers, which see here the thing is, then you have to go into like the Inhumans and stuff, and like there's a bunch of stuff. But so basically, the Kree give a bunch of humans powers, like kind of on. I don't think it's on accident though, because if you have been keeping up with Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Inhumans, which you haven't, the Inhumans have like powers, like they're a bunch of humans that have these genetic powers due to the Kree. Because they had like they went on early on in like the times of like the pyramids being built or something, and the Kree, like I don't exactly know how, but they implanted their DNA in like regular humans, and then down the line, like a bunch of people inherited these traits, and when released to this Terrigen crystal, which is like this gray thing that gets crushed up into like smoke. When it's inhaled or like whatever, I think it's like it can also happen from physical contact. These like powers prosper and like become like known. And these people that are enhanced because of this are called the Inhumans. And I'm not exactly an expert on Captain Marvel, but I'm not exactly sure if she's an Inhuman or if she's just a person that like had some interaction with the Kree. See, the thing is, I know she was a part of S.W.O.R.D., which is basically like S.H.I.E.L.D., but in space.
In space.
but they, somehow she had a run-in with the Kree, and then the Kree somehow gave her powers, but I'm not exactly sure if she's considered an Inhuman, but yeah. So, now that that's out of the way, I think she's under the property of Marvel, or I think like the Skrulls are under the property of Marvel.
I do hope that the Fox deal goes through with Disney, because if so, there could be some pretty awesome team ups.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine like the Thing with the Hulk? Yeah. Like Hulk Ragnarok with the Thing.
Hulk smash. It's Clover and Dunn.
Serious. Oh my gosh. That would just be like
five
all
minutes
of my dreams.
Of that back through. And forth.
Just like 5 minutes of just Hulk smash. It's Clobber time. Hulk smash. It's Clobber time. Hulk smash. It's Clobber time. So do you want to move into one of our games?
Yes. Let's go into an actual scheduled segment.
We went on that for a while.
Yes. Welcome to Category or Die. Category in space. I don't know why that was so high. Don't ask questions.
That actually hurt me.
Good.
But idea. Go ahead.
Basically, I will roll a die, and then I have a list of categories, and we'll go back and forth creating with those categories. Trying to.
Oh, I should probably let you guys know. I always win, so just. You might get tired of this bit because I always win at these, but go ahead.
yeah, we've totally done this before, and we're definitely not inexperienced in every way. So,
okay, go ahead.
But by the way, I create all of these, so some of them you might not be able to know what they are, and not all of them.
Oh,
are.
Wow, what a cheer!
I got rid of some of the ones that were really in my favor. Okay.
I'm assuming some of them are going to be like Japanese anime things. I'm going to be like, what are you talking about?
Okay, so
I'm right. I'm totally right.
Okay, not all of them are specifically comics related, but there are a lot of them that are.
Well, then we really should change our name.
Simply general stuff.
Simply everything.
For one thing, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you two options, and you can decide, and we'll take turns deciding. So
okay, that's fair. So go ahead.
It's either shows on Cartoon Network or
I lose.
Or games based on real events.
What even are these categories?
Okay, those are two of the ones that.
Wait. So here's the thing. Can the Cartoon Network thing be any Cartoon Network in the history of Cartoon Network?
Yes, that was my intention.
Okay, cool. Because sorry to tell you guys, but I haven't been keeping up on Cartoon Network.
How dare you?
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Cartoon Network one.
Okay, so you go first. It's back and forth.
Okay, Danny Phantom.
Powerpuff Girls.
Wait, was Danny? No, Danny Phantom was on Nick. Wait, can we start over?
No, Danny Phantom was on Cartoon Network.
It was? No, it wasn't. It was on Nick. Dude, you can search it up. That was on Nick.
I'll give you the point. Okay.
Okay, fine. Teen Titans.
Young Justice. Was that on Cartoon Network? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Teen Titans Go.
Wee Bear Bears.
The Amazing World of Gumball.
Ben 10.
Steven Universe.
Benton Omniverse.
Dang it, that was my next one. Scooby-Doo.
I was just saying one. Dang it. What's called? Scooby-Doo, the reboot.
No, that's not a thing.
Yes, there's a new Scooby-Doo. I swear.
Yeah, but it's not called the reboot.
But it's just called Scooby-Doo, so.
Seriously? And then there's a Scooby-Doo with a different style. Where are you?
What?
There's a Scooby-Doo, where are you, right? Like, those are two different shows.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
Okay. Well, then you don't get the point.
I'm out.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so I think we'll do three rounds with this.
I had a few more.
So
okay, cool.
I'll give myself some. You're just gonna have to trust me that these are the options that came up.
Asgardians,
Stuff Disney owns. That's literally
stuff
my
Disney list. Owns.
Well,
dude, stuff Disney owns. I would. Well, that one would go on for a while. So.
Let's do
your pick.
Changing up picks.
Wait, what?
Let's do stuff Disney owns.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was on to.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The Muppets.
Can I go first? Oh, okay. Marvel. I win.
Wow. The Mickey Mouse and Friends universe.
Okay. Disney princesses.
Star Wars.
I win again. Oh crap. Wait for it. I got this. Smurfs. Wait, do they own Smurfs?
I don't think they own Smurfs. I think that Sony owns Smurfs.
Dang it, did I just lose?
You can try again. I'll give you that.
Okay. Crap, I'm trying to remember stuff. Okay, Disney owns...
Are you Googling this, or...?
Disney Channel. No, never mind, Disney Channel. Okay.
Disney XD.
Dang it. Does Disney own Cartoon Network? I don't even know.
No, they don't.
Probably not.
By the way, there's one standing right out there.
What?
There's one that's just out in the open.
I'm confused. What do you mean?
There's one obvious
Disney
one.
Disney Junior.
Yeah,
Disney Junior. I win.
Big Hero 6.
Dang it. Wait, that's a Marvel property.
But that's part of Disney.
No, but I already said Marvel. Wait, does that mean we can go into subcategories now?
But it's not specifically in the Marvel universe.
It's on the MCU. It kind of is. What? No, it's Marvel. I said Marvel. I didn't say Marvel. The Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm.
But Taylor doesn't own everything Marvel related. They own the MCU.
No, it owns Marvel. I'm pretty sure. Wait, does it only own the MCU?
Well, I mean, they own.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do some research on this.
There's the because it owns the MCU, because Marvel, as the Marvel Comics, is its own separate company, right? The comic books publishing.
I thought it owned everything. Okay, dang.
I mean, they don't own X-Men as of now.
Oh, true.
So.
But, wait. I don't know. Wait, so, okay, I'll just have this. I'll just say that I said Marvel Cinematic Universe, and then you go ahead with Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6.
Okay, okay, I'm out. I can't think of anything. Yes. Jeez, wow. I thought that was going to be a lot longer. Well, probably because...
I mean, because like, it's a very broad category.
It kind of is. So, like... So, I don't know.
I guess like Disney films, we'll just but then we could have gone on for the eternity, so...
Oh, true, dude.
Yeah.
Disney films have gone on forever. Okay, go ahead.
So, your choices are TV sitcoms... I swear there's some Marvel stuff in here. Or TV sitcoms again. No. fictional animal species.
Fictional animal species. That's what you're going to go with for your second one?
What?
Okay. I'm going to go with TV sitcoms.
Okay. You go.
Seinfeld.
Friends.
How I Met Your Mother.
Cheers.
The Orville.
Is that a sitcom? I thought that was a sci-fi.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, but it's a sci-fi sitcom.
Oh, okay. Like, I don't know much about it.
Yeah, it has... The Goldbergs. Yes, I don't know. The Goldbergs, Blackish.
The Middle.
Family Guy. Wait, does that count? Because it's animated.
Well,
it's an animated sitcom. Okay, fine.
I'll give it to you.
What?
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Fresh Off the Boat.
Simpsons. If we're including that, then we're including the other one.
Yeah. I should have taken that. Let me think. I know there's... someone tell me that there's a show called Suits that is a sitcom. I don't know if that classifies.
I think I've heard of that. I don't know. I'll class... You let me go by with the two animated ones, so sure.
Yeah, okay. That's probably not a sitcom.
Anyway. Modern Family.
Full House.
Fuller House.
I know. Parks and Recreation.
The Office.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh my God, please. No. Wait. The Lopez show, or the George Lopez show. Not really funny, but
I'm going to pretend like that's a thing.
Come on.
I haven't heard of it.
Wow.
The Cosby Show.
No childhood. The what?
The Cosby Show.
Okay.
Which,
whoa.
Don't I mean,
Cleveland.
There's an actual show called Cleveland?
Yeah. It's like a spinoff of Family Guy.
Crap. Yeah, time.
Yes.
Well, like I could have pretended like I was on the verge of something, but yeah, I couldn't think of anything.
Okay. Do you want to continue doing these or move on to the next?
Let's do one more round while I do something else. It isn't so much a segment as it is something that I think will be funny.
Okay. Is it Take a Look at William's Love Life? Ooh.
Wow, that's a low blow.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead.
So let's see. Is there elements on the periodic table? I really should put more.
Yeah,
I should probably should put
that's
more comic
cool.
stuff. Or. Elements of the Periodic Table again. What is with this?
Really wants us to know our stuff.
Or fantasy books. I'll go Elements on the Periodic Table.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Hydrogen.
That's so mean. Oxygen.
Helium.
Sodium.
Carbon.
That's what I was going to go with. I know something. Gosh, now it's like going to kill me. I know nothing. Okay. Wait. Did you already say hydrogen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, dang it. Never mind. I'm going to give up on this. Wow, that was really short.
Boron.
I know
beryllium, einsteinium, californium.
I'm pretty sure you're looking these up.
No, I like, swear I actually know those.
We're not in the same room right now. I hate you. Yeah, cool. Go ahead. Let's move on.
Just say random things.
Hey, so how was your day? You hear the one about the chicken farmer and the egg? Yeah, neither did I. Knock, knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo-hoo. No need to cry about it, man. It's just a joke. Okay, well, I think it's time that we took a deep and personal look inside what makes Spencer, Spencer. So I just like long walks on the beach and, you know, like just someday I like to sit down with a nice girl and have life. Okay, we're moving on.
So what I did was I put Thor Ragnarok to Google Translate and just put a ton of, I just put through a ton of different random languages and it came out as Turtle Ranch. I kid you not.
What?
Turtle Ranch.
Turtle Ranch. Okay.
Come out.
I'll get you, Hulk, when I get over there. As you see a little turtle with a Thor hat. Slowly.
Coming this fall. But surely. Turtle Ranch.
Turtle Ranch. What were you the god of again?
Turtle Ranch.
You just see like a guy throwing a turtle off a ledge onto like a sidewalk.
Well,
and then a turtle just gets struck by lightning and he's like, I'm the god of thunder.
Well, remember that time I turned you into Turtle Ranch?
Oh my gosh. The banter between Loki and Thor when he's talking about all the things that Loki had done to him. Like, I think he had turned into a cat, then the cat's head popped off and it became a snake. And then he bit him, and it turned out to be Loki the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is an actual, like, thing in the comics. They just kind of, like, changed up a few things.
Yeah.
Loki is a weird dude, I gotta say. Yes. Which, see, here's the thing. I have a theory that Loki's probably gonna die. Like, in Infinity War.
Yes.
Because, think about it. Every villain that the Avengers have gone up against has died. Like, thus far, except for Loki. I'm not saying, like, the Avengers as a whole, really, but, like, Iron Man 1, the dude's dead. I'm pretty sure Iron Man 2, the dude died. I'm not exactly sure, since I don't remember that movie all that much. Yeah. Aldrich Killian, he's dead. As far as we know, the Red Skull's dead, even though I have a theory that he's probably going to come back during Infinity War.
A conspiracy theory.
I'm not exactly sure if the dude died in Captain America Winter Soldier, but like the government dude. But yeah, just a bunch of them have died, but Loki has been in how many movies.
It's
Thor. Yeah. Thor, Avengers, Thor 2, the worst one.
I honestly like
Thor 3.
Because like, I feel like for both the Iron Man trilogy and the Thor trilogy and also Captain America trilogy, but not as much. The second one is always the least memorable one for me, at least.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's true for like all sequels, except for probably Captain America, because that was great.
Take Empire Strikes Back, which is a lot of people say is their favorite one, which is honestly for me, out of the trilogy, it's my least favorite.
Wait, seriously?
Out of the original trilogy, it's my least favorite.
Okay. Everyone has their opinions, man.
I really like Return of the Jedi. You should go back and
watch it. Return of the Jedi? Okay. I guess. Yeah. I guess that one's good, but I don't know. I guess I like the second one the most. I mean, that's where they meet Yoda, man. Yoda.
Yeah, but there's a giant explosion in the third one. In the first one.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, who cares about explosions?
I mean, obviously, like, for Star Wars, all of my favorite ones all end with a giant explosion at the end.
Wow. What a dude. No, seriously. What is this? Come on. All of my favorite ones end in explosions.
Hey, I'm not saying it's because of the explosion. I'm just saying there happens to be explosions.
Okay, what is? So, do you want to move on to the next little segment?
Well, I think that's going to be... Well, this would be the time where, if I actually... If A, this wasn't the first thing, and B, if I actually had set up an email account, would be where we read any emails that we had. But
except for we have no fan mail. Nothing at all.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, we're going to need you to get back fans that we probably don't have. Yeah, we're just going to need you guys to kind of write the emails. Yeah, nothing too inappropriate, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try to filter out some stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be something
there's some weirdos out there. I'm just going to say it. There's some weird people.
It's probably going to be something like Simply Comic that insert website here. But I think that's going to be it for us. Signing off.
Okay.
Signing off, this is William.
Signing off, this is Spencer.
Thanos copter out.
Yeah, we'll just edit out that stand. Whoa, what was that?
That's my wee sound effect.
Thanos copter away! Dun-dun-dun-dun.
This has been a production of William and Spencer, Teenage Detective Agency, in conjunction with The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or question, email us at simplycomics@theuniquegeek.com or call us at 813-321-0084.